Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Hey, Muruti, dumela.
Dumela, how are you?
Re teng Muruti le kae lena?
Nyara, re teng ha gona molato.
Eh, go joang Botswana gompieno.
Gompieno go botokanyana, go tsiditsana mme.
Serious?
E seng thata.
Amme. Oh wow, that's nice actually. I love it for Botswana. You know, so you need some bit of cooling, man. Yeah.
Indeed. It has been too hot for a long time.
Exactly. Now we're continuing with our subject from yesterday, and as we continue with our conversation on how, rather, what it means, to fear God. And today we're talking about the blessings of fearing God, as well as the negative consequences that come as a result of not fearing God. So, first off, Pastor, what blessings would you say come with the fear of the Lord?
It is important to know that we fear God not because He is punitive. We fear God not because we are doing Him a favor, but we do it out of love. Therefore, the blessings, let me just mention one as in, I'll read from the book of Psalms 34, verse 7. That is where I think we should kickstart this discussion of the day. Verse 7 says, "The angel of the Lord encampeth around about them that fear him and delivereth them." So in this verse, what we can pick is that God, what he does is ensures that those who fear him are always well kept and protected.
Yeah.
Of course, I can say this so that listeners would understand. I'm not saying bad things will not happen to those whom God loves and they love God, because the devil is right here in this world and he's causing havoc. But all I'll say to them is that the angel of the Lord encampeth around about those who fear him, who love him, who revere him. So the blessings that they'll receive is protection, total protection.
Yeah. Yes. Lovely. Now, what are the consequences of doing the opposite?
I would like the listener to all also engage in this one as we discuss. I wish for them to open the book of Romans chapter 3 and read from verse 10 to verse 18. There's a lot that is being said there. And it culminates to verse 18, where now it talks about fear. Those who do not have fear in them, those who have no respect for anyone, those whom their lips would utter things that cannot be mentioned, those people who do anything they wish to do anyhow. And as you read Romans chapter 10, chapter 3, verse 10 to 18, you'll also pick from verse 10 what the psalmist also picked in chapter 14 of Psalm, chapter 5, chapter 140, chapter 10, and chapter 36. So what Paul is saying in the book of Romans regarding those people who have no regard and no fear for the Lord, then you get to see the consequences, because there is annihilation, there is spiritual death. So those who don't fear the Lord, do not revere him, they hold him in contempt.
And indeed, they hold him in contempt, and they need to face those consequences. I agree definitely with you. Now, can we then fear, the Lord to varying degrees? You know, can you fear God just a little bit, or is it a matter of you either fear or you don't?
The latter, yes. If you read about the Church of Laodicea, you get to understand that Christ says is not hot or cold. And he goes on to say, I will spew thee. And when it comes to fearing God, it's either I fear God or I don't. So there is no middle ground. There is no little bit where I would say I fear this little. Of course, you can fear God a lot, but not to a state of paranoia, where now you are paranoid and you become to some extent legalistic. But fear of the Lord should be as per the Bible would say. Now, when we read from Revelation chapter 14 and verse 17 going to, no, not verse 17, verse 7 to around about 9, when it starts at, yes, verse 7, it says, saying with a loud voice, you know, a loud voice means you, there's no secret about it. Everyone will hear the voice. Everyone far or near will hear the voice. And it says, fear God and give glory to him. So you fear God and give him glory. So there is no little glory and there is no little fear. So all we need to do is ensure that we fear and accord God his glory. And his glory is stated clearly in the Bible. Moses understood that the ground that he was now stepping on when he went to the burning bush, he was told that the ground now is holy. Take off your shoes. Joshua, in the same manner, was told the same thing. So we ought to know that we accord God what is his as it is. No little bits, no bits and pieces, just as he requires.
Yeah, so you can't say, no, I have a fear of the Lord just a bit, or I fear, you know, the Lord just this much, etc., etc. I want to close off, this discussion, because we said the fear of the Lord is about reverence. Do you think, and I think this is an important part of why we are having this study, do you think we understand as a general Christian population what this exactly requires?
To fear God.
Yeah.
I would say we know.
I mean, you look around. You look around the churches today. You look around. Yes. You know, the state of worship and how worship services are, etc., etc. How we come before the Lord, etc. And what would be your assessment, really?
Yeah, I think we have had knowledge. We have had knowledge that we can't reconcile the head knowledge with practice. Like now, you have brought me to the radio to talk about the fear of God. Now, you don't even know the level at which I fear God. I can articulate myself very well in the radio and people are listening.
Yeah.
And they say, look, this man must be fearful of God.
Mm-hmm.
Now, our problem is that we have head knowledge.
Yeah.
But we cannot bring that head knowledge to our hands, to our feet, to our lips, to our action. There's no reconciliation. So we have the best part when it comes to the head knowledge. But when it comes to actually practicing or applying that knowledge, no. We don't have it. And we don't even know the absolutes or the assumptions of God as a God who exists or a God who is love. Or that God who is the creator and sustainer of everything, or that God who inspired the writings that I'm quoting from. So if we can reconcile all these things, I believe we'll be or get to a point where now we can apply the head knowledge. And people will not need for anyone to sit at, to stand at, in the street or erect a tent and start preaching. All people need to see is a preacher who preaches with his actions or her actions. You say this, you do it.
Mm-hmm.
You think this, you do it. But if you cannot reconcile the head knowledge and the actions, then surely we have not come to a point where we understand the fear of the Lord and what it means in our lives.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Moruti, ke a leboga for coming through and o re rute ka dilo tse di botlokwa in this manner. Thank you so much. And we're going to be connecting with you again tomorrow, same time, same place.
Ke a leboga rra, Falansen. Have a good time.
Thank you. Thank you. Blessings to you.
Bye.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.